tell you what. You buy this ship, treat her proper. She'll be with you for the rest of your life.
Well?
You paid money for this, sir? On purpose?
What? Come on, seriously, Zoe, what do you think?
Honestly, sir, I think you got robbed.
Robbed? What? What do you mean?
It's a piece of Feiyu.
Feiyu? Okay, she won't be winning any beauty contests anytime soon, but she is solid. Ship like this, be with you to the day you die.
Because it's a death trap.
That's not... You are very much lacking in imagination.
I imagine that so, sir.
Come on, you haven't even seen most of it. Let me show you the rest. And try to see past what she is and onto what she can be.
What's that, sir?
Freedom is what?
I meant, what's that?
Oh. Yeah, just step around that. I think something must have been living in here. Tell you, Zoe, we get a mechanic, get her up and running again, hire a good pilot, maybe a cook. Live like real people. Small crew. They must feel the need to be free, take jobs as they come. They never have to be under the heel of nobody ever again. No matter how long the arm of the Alliance might get, we'll just get ourselves a little further.
Get her running again.
Yeah.
So not running now?
Not so much. But you will. I already know what I'm going to call her. Got a name all picked out.
Funny stories about his life at the monastery.
Monastic humor, I miss out on all the fun. And all the food, too, apparently.
Just who do you think you're married to?
Well, I love my wife.
So we got a course set?
We do. Took a little creative navigating, but we should make it all the way to Greenleaf without running afoul of any Alliance patrols. Or a single living soul, for that matter.
Good. Well, it should be.
Of course. What should be an 18-hour trip is going to take us a better part of the week by this route.
Well, we're in no rush. Like an easy, languorous journey.
Oh, gee, I wonder what that would be like.
Let me help you with that.
It's your turn.
My turn?
Well, Shepherd told us a funny story about being a preacher. Now you tell us a funny story about being a doctor.
Funny story.
Yeah, because sick people are hilarious.
Well, they can be. In fact, I remember this time I was working the ER, and this fellow, upright sort of citizen, he comes in and he's, complaining of...
And there, she's got to have some funny horn stories, I'd wager.
Do I ever. Funny and sexy. You have no idea. And you never will. I don't discuss my clients.
Aw, come on, Nara. Who'd know?
You. A companion doesn't kiss and tell.
So there is kissing.
Hey, Doc. I think Kaylee may need your help after all.
Care to make the first incision, Dr. Tan? Happy birthday,
son. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, son.
How did you know, River?
Day is a vestigial mode of time measurement based on solar cycles. It's not applicable. I didn't get you anything.
Seems a fresh warrant for your arrest came up over the cortex. Had your birthday. Attached right to it.
Really?
I hope you like it. Couldn't get a hold of no flour, so it's mostly protein. In fact, it's pretty much what we just had for dinner. But I tried to get the frosting as chocolatey tasting as possible, so.
Thank you. I'm very, very deeply moved. Thank you.
Well, deeply move yourself to blow up in the can so we can try a slice.
Come on, Doc, give a good blow.
Hey. What the hell was that?
Maybe just a hiccup. I'll go check it out.
Take a look at the helm.
Fire.
Okay, right.
Fire!
Fire! Zoe, babe. You need to talk to me, babe.
You lock everything that leaves below decks.
Be okay?
I need my med kit.
Not this way. We got fire.
Where do you think you're going?
Zoe's been badly hurt. I need my medical supplies.
Sorry, Doc. Nobody leaves. Everything's sealed up tight.
If you don't let me through, she could die.
I let you through. We all die.
Burning, it must be internal. I'll have to do a scan.
Hey, Zoe, can you hear me?
So,
come on, sweetheart.
Okay.
So, come on, talk, baby. Look at me, sweet
Kaylee. Kaylee, look at me. I need you up in the engine room figuring out what caused this.
She ain't moving. Serenity's not moving.
I know it. Which is why we need to suss out what it was happened so we can get her going again, right? Think you can do that?
Yes, Captain.
That's a good girl.
Come on, baby.
I mean, you're strong. Strongest person I ever met. You could do this.
Is she gonna make it?
Please, I need to work.
Wash, I need you on the bridge.
Zoe's hurt.
And the doctor is gonna do everything he can
Meantime, I gotta have you on the bridge. We need to know how bad it is.
How bad? It's bad. Okay, sir, my wife may be dying here, so my feeling is it's pretty damn bad.
Wash.
I'm not leaving her side, Mal. Don't ask me again.
I wasn't asking. I was telling.
Chanita.
You're gonna get to that bridge, and you're gonna get us back on our feet.
Yeah. This is all very doable. Shouldn't be a problem at all. A few modifications. Get some real maneuverability out of this boat. You'd be surprised.
So you take the job then?
Might do, might do. Think I'm starting to get a feel here.
Good. Well, take your time. Make yourself at home. Just, fiddle around with the dials there. We'll be nearby.
Great, ain't he?
I don't like him.
What?
Just something about him bothers me.
What? What about him bothers you?
I'm not sure. It's something.
Well, your something comes up against a list of recommendations as long as my leg. Tanaka raves about this guy. Renshaw's been trying to get him on his crew for a month. And we need us a pilot.
I understand, sir. He bothers me.
Look, we finally got ourselves a genius mechanic. It's about time we hired someone to fly this damn thing.
Genius? No one's ever called me that before. Shiny.
Just bothers me.
Her heart stopped.
Maybe someone should get her husband down here.
No. What do you need, Doc?
That drawer, right there. That's the one.
What is it?
Pure adrenaline.
Okay.
You let the doctor worry about Zoe. Come on. Tell me what you know.
Catalyzer on the port compression coil blew. That's where the trouble started.
Okay, I need that in Captain Dummy Talk, Kaylee.
We're dead in the water.
Can you fix it?
I could try.
Just get us to Limpin. That's all I need. What? What is it?
Well, it's worse than just the coil.
How can it be worse?
Main life support's down on account of the engine being dead.
Right, but we got auxiliary life support.
No, we don't. It ain't even on. Explosion must have knocked it out.
So what are we breathing?
Whatever got pumped into the Atmo before the explosion shut it all down.
Most of that oxygen got ate up by the fire on its way out the door.
Well, whatever's left is what we got.
Hell no.
Couple of hours, maybe. We'll start to feel it, and then we won't feel nothing at all. How is she?
She's still unconscious, but her vitals are strong. She won't know it, but as long as her condition remains like this, she'll outlive us all. She's using less oxygen. Always thought the name Serenity had a vaguely funereal sound to it.
I love this ship. I have from the first moment I saw it.
I just don't want to die on it.
I want to die at all.
Suffocation is not exactly the most dignified way to go. The human body will...
Please, I don't really require a clinical description right now.
I'm sorry. I just... it was my birthday.
Don't be afraid. That's what it says. Don't be afraid.
Yes.
But you are afraid.
Yes.
You're afraid we're going to run out of air. That we'll die gasping. But we won't. That's not going to happen. We'll freeze to death first.
You get that beacon set?
Yeah, it's, pointless. What was that? Nothing, sir. It's a brilliant plan. I'm sure we'll all be safe.
I'm getting a little weary of this attitude wash.
Are you? Well, I'm so very sorry, sir. I guess the news that we're all going to be purple and bloated and fetal in a few hours has made me a little snippy.
It's possible someone might pick up that signal.
No, no. It's not possible. No one's going to pick up the damn signal. You wanted us flying under the radar, remember? Well, that's where we are. Out of range of anyone or anything.
Then make it go further.
What?
Make the signal go further.
Can't make it go further.
Not if all you're going to do is sit around here and whinge about it.
No. What do you expect me to do, Mal?
Whatever you have to. And if you can't do it from here, then get a suit on and go outside on the side
and
of the boat.
And what? Wave my arms around?
Wave your arms around. Jump up and down. Divert the nav sats to the transmitter. Whatever.
Divert the... Right. Because teenage pranks are fun when you're about to die.
Give the beacon a boost, wouldn't it?
Yes. Now, it would boost the signal. But even if some passerby did happen to receive, all it would do is muck up their navigation.
Could be that's true.
Damn right, it's true. They'd be forced to stop and dig out our signal before they could even go anyplace. Well, maybe I should do that then.
Maybe you should.
Okay.
Good.
Fine.
Hey.
Look what you two think you're doing. Fighting at a time like this. You use up all the air.
Master!
What's this I hear about yet another delay? Supposed to have this engine fixed, and I stopped and... What in the name of... No, don't she go.
Master? Master? Master!
What? You do realize we've been parked on this rock a week longer than we planned?
Yeah. But there's stuff to do.
As, for example, that job we got waiting for us on Paquin. When we landed, you said you needed a few days to get a spaceworthy again, and is there something wrong with your bunk?
What? Oh, no. Captain, she likes engines. They make her hot.
Fester, get your prairie harpy off my boat and put us back in the air.
Okay, but... can't.
What do you mean can't?
No can do, Cap. Secondary grab boot shot.
No, it ain't. Ain't nothing wrong with your grab boot. Grab boot's just fine. Hello?
She doesn't... and that's not what... No, it ain't.
Sure it is. Grab boot ain't your trouble. I've seen the trouble plain as day when I was down there on my back before. Your red couple's bad.
The red... the what?
The red couple. Right here. See?
No.
This. I'm pointing right at it.
Hey!
Here. Hand me that, will you? Don't serve much of a purpose anyway. Just tends to gum up the works when it gets tacked. So I figure why even have one? Better to just take your G-line, plug it straight into the port pin lock. That should, There!
What'd you do?
She fixed it.
Well, it wasn't really broke.
Where'd you learn how to do that, miss?
Just do it, that's all. My daddy says I got natural talent.
I'll say you do with that.
Don't we need this?
You work for your daddy, do you?
Well, when he got work. Which ain't too often lately.
You got much experience with a vessel like this?
I never even been up in one before.
Want it?
You mean...
Sure.
For how long?
Long as you like. Long as you can keep her in the sky.
You offered me a job?
Well, what?
I believe I just did.
I just gotta ask my folks. Don't leave without me.
Now, what do you need two mechanics for?
I really don't.
Kaylee?
Kaylee, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, Captain. I'm real sorry. Should have kept better care of her. Usually she lets me know when something's wrong. Maybe she did, I just wasn't paying attention.
Dude, I cannot be having this from you right now. We got work to do, don't mind.
Catalyzer's broke. Gonna need a new one.
There is no new one. You gotta make do with what you got.
It's broke.
Come on. Is the part? That don't hardly seem like living. All right. Where does it go?
Here. But it don't fit no more.
Well, you gotta figure a way to make it fit.
Sometimes a thing gets broke, can't be fixed.
Without this, engine don't turn? Engine don't turn, life support won't function. We don't breathe. You want to keep breathing, don't you? So do I.
Life support failure. Check oxygen levels at once. Life support failure. Check oxygen levels at once.
救生系统故障，检查着。Well, you're all keenly aware. We've run into a bit of a situation. Engine's down. Life support's on the fritz, and I got 9 people here all wanting to breathe. The truth is, got a whole lot of options at this juncture. So, instead of focusing on what we don't got, time to talk about what it is we do. And what we got are 2 shuttles. Short range, won't go far, but each got heat and they each got air. Lasts longer than what's left on Serenity.
Long enough to reach someplace?
No.
So, where will we go then?
Far as you can get. We send both shuttles off in opposite directions. Better's the chances of someone getting seen, maybe picked up. Shepherd Book, Kaylee, Jane. You'll ride with Inara in her shuttle. Doc, you and your sis will ride with Wash and Zoe, seeing as how Zoe still needs some doctoring.
What about you?
4 people per shuttle. That's the arrangement. Evens the odds. I'm staying with Serenity.
Captain!
We sent out a beacon. Even managed to boost it a little. If by some chance we get a response, someone's gonna have to be here to answer. Let's get those shuttles prepped. Wash. Shuttles are that way.
I know. But like you said, someone might answer the beacon. And when they do, I want to make sure that you can call everyone back. Won't take but a minute.
Ching. Get shuttle number 2 ready. I'll see you on ours. Friends, get moving. Take only what you need.
Mel.
You fly smart. Don't push too hard. Shuttle life supports will last you a good long while.
Mel, this isn't the A-ship. See, you don't have to go down with your ship.
She ain't going down. She ain't going anywhere. Jane will be worth something if you run into trouble, but don't trust him, and don't let him take over. You're paid up through the end of the month. It's still your ship.
Mel.
As far as your security deposit goes, that I might have to owe you. Oh, here she is. Nice, is she?
Smallish.
Not overly. How much room do you really need for what you do, anyway? I got a surveyor and his wife interested in renting it. They're just waiting to hear back.
What's her range?
Standard short. She'll break Atmo from a wide orbit. Get you where you need to go. Bring you back home again. She's space-worthy, just like the rest of Serenity is.
No need to sound so defensive, Captain. I prefer something with a few miles on it. Were we to enter into this arrangement, Captain Reynolds, there are a few things I would require from you. The foremost being complete autonomy. The shuttle would be my home. No crew member, including yourself, would be allowed entrance without my express invitation.
You'd get your privacy.
And just so we're clear, under no circumstances will I be servicing you or anyone who is under your employ.
I'll post a sign.
That won't be necessary. The other thing I would insist upon is some measure of assurance that when I make an appointment with a client, I'm in a position to keep that appointment. So far, such assurances are possible on a vessel of this type.
That's an awful lot of caveats and addendums there, miss.
As I stated, I just want to be clear.
Well, I'll be sure to take all that into consideration while I review the application.
Don't be ridiculous. You're going to rent this shuttle to me.
Am I?
Yes, and for 1/4 less than your asking price.
Is that a fact?
It is.
And you figure you'll be getting this discount. Why, exactly?
You want me. You want me on your ship.
Do I?
Yes. Because I can bring something that your surveyor or any of the other fish you might have online can't. A certain respectability.
Respectability?
And based on what little I've seen of your operation, I suspect that's something you could use.
Fine. Let me ask you this. If you're so respectable, why are you even here? I mean, I've heard tell of fancy ladies such as yourself shipping out with big luxury liners and the like, but a registered companion on a boat like this? What are you running from?
I'm not running from anything.
If it's alliance trouble you got, you might want to consider another ship. Some on board here fought for the independence.
The alliance has no quarrel with me. I supported unification.
Did you? Well, I don't suppose you're the only whore that did.
Oh, one further addendum. That's the last time you get to call me whore.
Absolutely. Never again. Keep everything set as well as possible. Don't waste what you got.
Let me do that. You never could operate this thing.
Try not to talk. Talking uses up air. Ain't no need for it.
Mel, come with us.
Can't. Four to a shuttle, Honora. Four.
One more. You know it can't make a difference. Not now.
I'm not leaving Serenity.
Mel, you don't have to die alone.
Everybody dies alone.
Everything's set and ready.
Good. I link the nav systems of both shuttles into the helm here.
When your miracle gets here, you just pound this button once, it'll call back both shuttles.
Go see your wife. Closed off all below deck vents. Murder what's left to the bridge. A much. So my advice is seal up everything tight behind you on your way back up. Might buy you some time. And I prepped a suit for you. It's hanging in the foredeck. So when the time comes,
I won't be needing it. But thanks.
Okay. Well,
fireflies. We're just in your distress, man. Fireflies are ready. Troubles, Captain. They sound many. But you do understand I can't invite you aboard my vessel. I don't know you.
I ain't asking for a ride, Captain. Just a little push is all.
Right. Your mechanical trouble. Your compression coil, you say?
It was a catalyzer.
Not even a coil. Catalyzer's a nothing part, Captain.
It's nothing till you don't got one. Then it appears to be everything.
Well, it is possible we might have something that could do you. We just come from a big salvage mission off by the moon.
I'd appreciate it.
Trouble is, how can I know for certain your story's true? Ambush could be waiting for me and my people on the other side.
You can plainly see my shuttles have been launched, just like I said. And by now you scan me. You know I got no life support.
I don't expect to see any weapons when we board.
And I do expect to see that engine part before I open the door.
I feel like maybe we can do business.
Check him.
Search the ship. Start with the cockpit and work your way down.
Is this what you meant by ambush?
We're just verifying your story.
You find anybody on board not supposed to be?
You shoot him.
I thought we were going to be reasonable about this.
Reason? He's going to talk to us about reason now.
Nah, that's a joke.
Which one you figure tracked us?
The ugly one, sir.
Could you be more specific?
Do we look reasonable to you?
Well, looks can be deceiving.
Not as deceiving as a low-down, dirty deceiver.
Well said. Wasn't that well said, Zoe?
Had a kind of poetry to it, sir.
You want I should shoot him now, Marco?
Wait till they tell us where to put the stuff.
That's a good idea. Good idea. Tell us where the stuff's at so I can shoot you.
Point of interest, offering to shoot us might not work so well as an incentive as you might imagine. Anyway, we've hidden it. So, you kill us, you'll never find it.
Found you easy enough.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? How much they paying you?
Huh?
I mean, let's say you did kill us, or didn't. It could be torture, whatever. But somehow, you found the goods. What would your cut be?
7%, straight off the top.
7? Huh.
What?
Nothing. Not a thing. No, I just... Does that seem low to you?
It does, sir.
That ain't low.
Stop it!
7%, standard.
Okay. Zoe, I'm paying you too much.
Why? What does she get?
Knock it off!
No, forget I said anything. I'm sure you treated very well. You get the perks, got your own room. No? You share a bunk.
That one.
Really?
Hey, this ain't funny.
Yeah, I ain't laughing.
You move on over to this side, we'll not only show you where the stuff's at, we'll see to it you get your fair share. Not no sad 7.
Private room?
Gene!
Your own room, full one of the kitchen, whole shot.
Gene, I ain't asking...
Shut up. A bigger room.
Ship's clear, Captain.
You check the engine room?
It's like he said. Catalyzer's blown. That's all he needs.
You know, anything that's worth anything is really right here in this cargo bay. So you take a look around. Decide what you think is fair.
Already decided.
We're taking your ship. Billy, get this plugged in.
Jesse, call Stern over here. You and him are going to pilot this Pilagosa out of here.
We'll get it as far as...
Jesse, don't call Stern. Billy, leave the catalyzer.
Do as he says.
Take your people and go.
Would have done the same.
We can hardly see I haven't. Now get the hell off my ship.
Yes, sir.
Now,
when America gets here,
come with
us.
Everybody comes along.
I'll run up there and scrape off the piece.
You do that for me.
I'd do anything for you if you know that.
Hello, Beth.
Well, you're a pretty good baby.
I think it's something you should see when you wake up.
You see, what's up?
Welcome back, sir.
I go someplace?
Very nearly.
I thought we lost you.
Oh, I've been right here. Wash, you okay?
Yeah, Mal, I'm fine.
You got a thing in your...
Yeah.
Try not to speak. You're heavily medicated and you've lost a lot of blood.
Oh. I thought I ordered you all off the ship. I call you back?
No, Mal, you didn't.
I take full responsibility, Cap.
The decision saved your life.
Won't happen again, sir.
Good. And thanks, I'm grateful.
It was my pleasure, sir.
Hey, you know, we'd have been back first if there's something wrong with our shuttle. She's done something to it, Mal. It smells funny.
I told you, that's incense.
So you say.
Hey, Cap.
Hey.
You fixed the ship. Good work.
Thanks.
All right. I have to insist the captain needs to rest.
Yeah. I think the doc might not be wrong about that one. Just gonna need a few. Y'all gonna be here when I wake up?
We'll be here.
Good.
That's good.
Yep. Real beauty, ain't she? Yes, sir. A right smart purchase, this vessel. I tell you what. You buy this ship, treat her proper, she'll be with you for the rest of your life. Son? Hey, son. You hear a word I've been saying?